You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, Wig Hackers, to another episode of Wig Hackers. I am your host, Daniel Coy, and yep, it's about me. So today I'm going to go a little bit about my upbringing and how some of my, I don't want to say my habits, my, just how I got to where I am, came into play, where my upbringing really helped me. So, well, I grew up in, you know, Central Jersey, good old dirty Jers. I had myself, my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad. I did have a brother that passed away as well. That's a different story. We'll talk about that later. But it has impacted me quite dramatically from the middle school situation, elementary school is when it happened. So it really made me grow up really quickly. And then, you know, also growing up gay in, you know, middle New Jersey was never easy, but it did, you know, it had a huge effect on me and the surrounding people I was with. So that really did lay the foundation for where I am today, if that's it. It's definitely not laying the foundation, but it's having it here. It wasn't easy, trying to, you know, hindsight 2020. It was a lot. I know I got a lot of my dedication and my drive through my mother, you know, always there, always will be there, you know, really. She was a hairdresser, so that is like how hair even came into my world, was because she was a hairdresser. We had a great little salon in the basement that my dad made, which is like really great. So he was a carpenter. I do kind of say like Jesus, but I don't want to, you know, throw anybody under the bus or anything and make it about religion. But so he, you know, worked really hard. We got everything that we could possibly need physically, you know. I'm only saying that because the harder part was more the emotional side of growing up, and I feel that's where I've needed, a hug instead of, food, you know. So that's kind of like really could be kind of difficult and can be a little challenging when you're doing it like this growing up. In, you know, this was on the verge of, you know, where everyone won a trophy and everyone is good enough. So I'm on that verge, you know. So, and I think also making up for, you know, when my brother died was very difficult on a family. And I don't know how, you know, my parents, you know, let alone, you know, went through that, you know, still to this day, I don't think they have 100%, you know, made that a thing, but it has totally reshaped my life. My brother, he is my little guardian angel. He has been there for me, like, anytime. Like, I'm only laughing because I've been in some very peculiar situations, and I don't know how I am living today, right now, with this new microphone. And to give you a better sound quality, I literally am underneath a blanket so that there's no echo, which I hope this is better for you guys. But yeah, it growing up was not emotionally easy. How about if I say that? Because, you know, and I think that's where I also feel, you know, all the money in the world cannot make anyone happy. Because it's kind of true, you know, all the things, all the things you want. Of course, it's a want, but you don't need them. You know, I have a very small group, guys. When I say small, like small, I don't think I can get closer to that. Small group of individuals that I actually trust in my life. And that's like somewhat about, you know, growing up with like no friends and being that outsider. So sometimes it can be a little, you know, a little lonely, but I'm very used to it at this point. You know, so it makes me okay being where I am, you know, working with people who are either fake or whatever it may be. You know, I'm going to get through it. I'm going to just get through it, you know, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, you know, I'm always trying to learn something. I'm always trying to make it positive because I know what the outcome could have been in my life. I've it's played out in my head many of time, you know, and it's not even about not having enough. It's about not feeling wanted, not feeling, it's the feeling, you know, not feeling good enough, not feeling happy enough, not feeling wanted, needed, all of that, you know. And everyone has their circumstance. Everyone has their who, what, when, where, why of getting to where they are in the world today. So my little bit, I mean, this was supposed to be a little bit more positive than it is right now, but I can change that around. You know, with the skill sets that my folks, you know, my mother and father, you know, my dad is a workhorse still to this day. You know, I've learned a lot of things from him, good and bad, you know, as with any situation. I can do replacement roofs and windows. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. I had to do a little Anderson window plug here. No one believes me that I can do that, but I really can. It's the only thing he would allow me to do. He wouldn't let me miter edges, though. Got a little mad at him for that. But, you know, it happens. My mother, you know, she taught me basically a lot about hair from, you know, pin curls, the curls, the 1960s, the period styling, you know, that's really where I got it from. My mother had this great setup in the basement. Like, it was amazing. She, you know, so I would play with her rollers. I'd play with her wigs, her little wiglets. You know, that's really where I started with hair and wigs and stuff like that. And then, you know, becoming a drag queen, that really, well, if that didn't put you in with the hair, then I don't know what did. But that really got me to a different level of hair. So it's been really good, you know, that on that aspect, you know, it building yourself up from, you know, where you could have been, should have been, would have been, can be very empowering, you know. And I think that's where whoever I talk to, or if I do give a talk at a school or something like that, your backstory is not going to affect who you are going to be. You know, it can affect how you get there. It can affect your emotional being to get there or how quick you get there. But I'm not going to let it be the reason that you're not going to get there. You know, your background, the way you were brought up, your whatever it may be is not, I really don't care what your past is. Right now is a new day. It's a new dollar. It's new. So I can't really sympathize with people. I mean, I guess I do. I do sympathize with them, but I don't want them to become reliant on it or to make that part of their sob story or, you know, everyone has their bullshit. Everyone does. Everyone has their past. Everyone has the moments they're going through, the defining moments in their life, you know, all of it. But I'm not going to let that be your coping, your whatever, scapegoat. That's the word I was looking for. Because it's just not true. It's just not that's not how it works. You know, things happen to you for a reason, of course. You know, and I had a long talk with, you know, the one person who got me through my education. We'll just call it that. Because education, I still don't know how to do my checkbook. So why did I go to school? But those arithmetic, you know, algorithms, you know, geometry, so upsetting. We were talking the other day and she's, you know, everything happens for a reason. She doesn't believe it anymore and all this. I'm like, no, it's true. You know, there are bigger, there is a bigger life force, whatever that may be, if it's God, Jesus, your Holy Spirit, your heavenly guide, whatever it may be. You know, there is something, you know, and we're on this earth for some reason and we might as well make the best of it, you know, as bad as your past may have been. You know, and guys, this is like I'm icing over this growing up. You know, there was a very big age difference between my brother and my sister. Well, not very big, but my role in the family became very different. I became very much almost of like an adult, you know, and I know people have the same story. You raised your brothers and sisters even without your parents. You know, I get it. I understand 2000%, but it's made you stronger. It has made you even stronger than you could be imagined, even if you did have the best, you know, 1950s mom, dad home, you know, Leave It to Beaver, you know, upbringing. So I'm just saying everything happens for a reason. There has been, people have always had issues their whole lives. So I'm sorry, soapbox. I'll just get off of it now. So taking a lot of my childhood experiences and bringing them into my relationships now has been quite interesting. Different, weird, all the above, you know, because I'm still a loner. I'm still, you know, on my own. I still, you know, partner, boyfriend, friend, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, you know, investing in people, investing in friendships, this is investment to me, you know. People in my life are investments. Either I'm investing my time in you, I'm investing my time. I can be alone. You know, and I'm a loner. I will tell you, I'm a loner. I do love parties. Don't get me wrong. I do love parties. I do love social gatherings, you know, all of it. I do. I really do. But I'm a loner. You know, I like to sit and do nothing, even though that is the hardest thing I can ever do. Hence, right now, I'm under a cover talking to a microphone. So, yeah. So you wherever you've come from, it cannot be the hindrance on where you're going. I mean, that's the moral of the story. So thank you so much for listening. I'm sure we're going to have that click thing at the end. But really, thank you. I do appreciate you listening to me rant about my crazy life that I've had. I do appreciate you. I am your number one cheerleader. So make sure hair is always looking good because I'm always watching. And you never know, hit me up on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. I love to hear from you guys and hear what else you would love me to like rant about. So yeah, so I cannot wait. So until next time, toots guys.
Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.